could you? How could you, Jack?
I'm sorry, like, I couldn't help it.
Cut! That was horrible! Who wrote the script?
Welcome to the movie show!
Active FM.
What's up?
What's up?
Welcome to our awesome and magnificent show.
The movie show.
On Active FM.
With Sash.
And Ryan.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cool intro. By the way, we were presenters of this week.
Yes, we were. Thank Absolutely. You so much to everybody who voted us presenters yes. of the week.
Thank
we
you
appreciate.
Very
we are humbled
much. We
by
are
your
absolutely
decision.
Humbled. Can we have more downloads though? Because we moved from second to sixth place. I'm like, what?
But we will what? Get there. Come on, guys. Share out the
yeah.
show.
I wonder, but which, I don't know which show it was.
Do you know? So I asked our producer to give me like a rundown on what shows people are downloading. Do you know that people have been downloading our Pirates of the Caribbean show from last year?
Still.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean is a good wow. movie though. Very good
was
movie.
It Pirates of the Caribbean or wasn't there also like an offshoot from it?
No, it was still Pirates of the Caribbean.
Something rings a bell with that.
But we still stand that they must not remove Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow. If
Absolutely.
They do that, we will fight.
Absolutely, they will fight.
Wow, right?
I've got a busy schedule. I don't have time to fight people. If sure. you want me to like just like a post or something, yeah, sure, I'll have time just to think, quickly write up a thing, and I'll just be like, yeah, well, I say the same.
You know what? You know what? We need a revolution here. And talking about revolutions,
Absolutely.
There is a musical that is based on the revolution that happened in America.
Yes.
That basically brought in the America that we know today. It is a musical called Hamilton.
So this was a history, like a history on, yeah. on America, right?
Yes.
I found it really interesting because obviously I was watching it. And of course, the minute you hear the name Alexandra, you're like, okay, this is someone back in the day.
Yeah.
Because like... Yeah, whoever discovered America, like those guys' names were like Alexander something.
And then you hear George Washington and you're like, ah!
Oh, yeah, I only heard that after. I'm like, oh, is that George Washington? Okay, look, I don't know American history, but I know it now.
Because
thank goodness
of this,
to this film. Yeah.
yeah.
And this was one of those films that were just like blindsided, one of those films. You like, Ryan, download this movie, and then you're like, and you don't know what you're watching. I'm not going to watch a trailer because I'm anti-trailer. So it was another film that you watch, you don't know what to expect, and you watch it. And then... stay tuned because you're going to find out what we think. Yeah.
Right. So basically, my cousin, Danielle, she was literally counting down the days to this being released. So if you don't know, Hamilton is actually a Broadway production. So it's not a normal film. It's actually, so they filmed the Broadway production and it was released on Disney Plus a few weeks ago. But she literally was counting down, like she had a countdown and everything. And then she watched it, and after watching it, she was like, you have to watch this, and you have to do a movie show on it. So, Danielle, just for you, we watched it, and we're doing a movie show on it.
Do you know if she had watched it before, like how she heard of it?
I don't know how she heard of it. She knew of the soundtrack, though, and she loves the soundtrack. She can literally rap every song. That's how well she knows it. Like, she knows every song, and... Because of that, she did want to go see it in Broadway, but we will get to this later. The price of tickets are crazy. Yeah. But so just to give you a little bit of a heads up. So originally, the whole idea for this musical came from a man named Lin-Manuel Miranda, who actually plays Alexander Hamilton. So he actually is the, if you watch it, the guy that plays Hamilton, he's the one that came up with this whole idea. And how he found the idea was he was on holiday and he was reading the biography of Hamilton. And he actually was like, wow. He actually, to put it in these terms, he felt that there was so much spice with these founding fathers that he was like, we need to tell their story. We need to, because I wouldn't have known. I'm not American and I'm not about to just go research American history.
Yeah.
But now I know what happened.
Which
just
is
because
exactly,
of this.
Yeah. No, exactly.
So what he did was originally it was actually just supposed to be a mixtape called the Hamilton Mixtape. So it was a whole bunch of songs on basically American history. But after he actually performed them for President Barack Obama at the White House, after he had performed them for him and then he teamed up with Thomas Kail, who's actually the director, they then thought, no, let's make this a musical. Let's take this further and make it a production. So that's how it was birthed.
Your number one hit station in town. love of music. I remember this.
So the original idea was songs. Is that what you said? Because I know that he was a, what's his name? Emmanuel?
Something. Miranda.
Yes. So he
was. Emmanuel Miranda. Yes.
He is a, yo, like, have you seen some of the titles of some of these guys? You're like, I wonder what this guy is. Songwriter slash producer slash this slash that slash rapper. What? Most of the people that are involved in this are all rappers, which really explains the whole genre of the film. Now, it's not all rap, but for me, the rap really brings some spice to it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you guys know, I don't enjoy musicals.
Mm-hmm.
So when it started... Can I tell you what my thoughts were, Sash? So when it started, the first few seconds, I'm like, oh, so this is a movie about someone that's in the theater.
In a theater.
And then I'm like, and it's going, I'm like, okay, when does the movie start? When the movie's not starting?
Why is the movie not starting?
This is the movie, isn't it? And I thought to myself, wait, was she joking? Because she knew it was a musical. And I'm not a fan of musicals. But then, like, the hip-hop kicked in. And I think it's in the first song. Kicks in, they start rapping, they're explaining. And what's nice, what I enjoyed about this film is that the minute I say rap, you probably picture guys in hoodies and they're like, yo. But they dressed the year, and then they didn't speak
the year. Which was very nice.
They sang, and then in between they rapped. So they really modernized it.
Yeah.
And it, like, I really, really enjoyed it. Like,
yeah.
I actually, okay, we'll talk about the duration of the film later, but the minute the rap, I like then said, you got my attention. Okay. Oh,
and
okay.
This, just to let you know, so what happened is there's an original mixtape. So you can actually go listen to the original Hamilton mixtape. Then there's the Broadway cut, which obviously which was used in the Broadway itself. Apparently, though, on Apple Music, if you go and search for the songs, there's all the songs there except for one, because they actually wanted the people that know the songs to be surprised in when watching the musical, so they hadn't released that song. So for any person that knew all the songs, they actually got a surprise in the musical with the song, which was specifically when a character died. The character's name was Lawrence. When he died, there was a song that was performed. That song was not in the Apple Music playlist, so it, like, that, like, surprised a few people. But this is the crazy part. So there is a song, the whole thing is music, the whole thing from start to finish in music. Get this, it wasn't originally supposed to all be singing and rapping, but when they actually wrote the script, they found that the speaking dialogue didn't give the same feeling as the rapping and the singing, so they cut out all the dialogue and actually just went with all the singing and the rapping.
They cut it out.
Yeah, they decided to, instead of speaking it, doing it in the rap.
Okay,
the all right.
I was going to say, because that's quite amazing, because then obviously they would create holes within the story. But
no.
It didn't.
So, and then there's one song. So there's one of the main songs is a song called My Shot, which actually, so this is like the hero song of the film. And it actually, the song reprises throughout the musical. And I thought that was brilliant, how they would sometimes bring back like lines and you then, other words, there was a constant, like, they would bring back the
coming
songs
back to
yes.
it yeah
they would reprise the songs. So this song, My Shot, was the hero song, and Miranda actually said that it took him a year to write this one song. And the reason it took him so long was because he needed it to be perfect, because it was like the hero song of the, which I think, I stand to be corrected, but I think that's the first.
Yeah,
that's the
opening.
I was
just about to say, I remember that, yeah.
Yes, which they do bring back. Now, if you look at the cast, so there's actually a very diverse cast. So if you think about it, in that time in America, all of, like, the generals and the presidents were white. But in this one, they actually bring... It's a very diverse cast. There's obviously African-Americans. There's even... So the woman that plays Eliza, which is Hamilton's wife, she actually has Asian descent in her. Then Hamilton.
Yeah, yes, actually, that makes sense. Yes. Yeah, cool.
Miranda, who plays Hamilton, he's actually, I think, from Puerto Rico.
He is from Puerto Rico, yeah.
So it's a very diverse cast. And the reason for this is Miranda said that he wanted to tell America's history, but he wanted to tell it by America's today. So he didn't. So obviously, historically, the cast is incorrect. But the reason he went with that is because he was saying, if you look at America today, it is made up of this diverse culture, etc., etc. So he wanted to bring that in. Also, if you look at the costumes, which I didn't realize, but I'm so glad they did this, from neck down, it was accurate. So they wore exactly what they would have worn in those days. The guys had those weird legging pants with the boots and the waistcoats and everything.
And everything was all big and puffy and poofy and frilly,
And then, but if you look at their faces, that was modern. So they actually should have been wearing, you know, those white wigs that they would wear. So George Washington,
like
whenever
king.
You see,
like the king,
whenever you see pictures of George Washington, he's got that funny white wig. But they didn't want to do that because they wanted to bring in America's today. So that's why they didn't do that.
Various guys had long hair and they had them tied up, which reminded me of that sort of time, age type of thing as well. Yeah.
And then in terms of the actors, so the cast, it wasn't a very well-known cast. So obviously Lin-Manuel Miranda, he obviously has built up a name for himself. Now the king, right? So the person that plays King George is a man named Jonathan Groff. And I'd say out of all of the actors involved, he's actually probably the most well-known, or he's been in like the most movies. He was the voice of Kristoff in Frozen.
Yes, that's right.
And which I was like, oh yeah, because Kristoff, the singing in there is also very good. And obviously in this, he was brilliant with the singing. They were actually surprised that the king only, I think, has 9 minutes total on stage. And this play is over 2 hours. So out of all of that time, he only has 9 minutes, but he actually agreed to play it. And he actually stepped down. And there was another guy who actually was playing the part of King George. But when they decided that they were going to film it, he actually said, no, it's fine. Jonathan Groff can do it. And they actually thank him. So if you look in the credits, he's actually one of the people that they thank. Then I want to talk about this guy, David Diggs. He was my favorite.
Yeah.
He played. So the crazy part is there's three characters who actually play more than one role, which I also enjoyed. I thought that was pretty cool. So it's David Diggs. He plays Lafayette, who's a Frenchman. And then later on, he plays Jefferson. Then also there was Anthony Ramos, who plays, I can't remember his name in the beginning, but he plays a soldier and then he plays the son of Hamilton in the second half.
Yeah, he dies twice.
Yeah, shame.
This guy, shame.
And then Jasmine, she also plays two roles. She plays Peggy, who is Eliza and Angelica's sister, yes. And then in the second part, she actually, Hamilton has an affair with a woman and she plays. So they were.
What?
So it was the same,
she was the same
as
girl.
Well. Yeah. So three of them were in two different roles.
Serious.
But David Diggs, his French accent was brilliant. The dude was rapping with a French accent. Yeah. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
He was brilliant. And then when he was Jefferson, also he really was brilliant.
Yeah.
And another thing I saw was the rapping styles. They actually, each character rapped according to their character.
Right.
So Washington had he would almost rap on beat a lot. And then, so he shows you the difference. Like, if you actually go search, you can see the differences. But every single person specifically rapped in a certain style to suit their character. Now, this is Broadway. So if you wanted to go and watch this on Broadway, it is $400 a ticket.
$400.
The reason for that is this has won 11 Tony Awards.
Yep.
So it won Best Musical, it won Best Play, it won Best Revival of a Musical, Best Revival of a Play, Best Leading Actress in a Musical, Best Leading Actor in a Musical, Best Leading Actress in a Play, Best Leading Actress in a Leading Actor in a Play, Best Featured Actress in a Musical, Best Featured Actor in a Musical, Best Featured Actress in a, just goes on. Best choreography, best score, best orchestration, best scene design of a musical, best costume design of a musical, best lighting design of a musical.
Yeah, listen, that lighting.
That lighting was crazy.
My goodness.
Oh my goodness. It really was. But so it's won so many awards, and that's kind of why it's $400 a ticket.
Well, that doesn't make sense. But what makes sense to me is the fact that they had to make a film out of it, because it was obviously that brilliant.
No,
they were like, we have to get this filmed.
No, it's very good.
And make a movie out of it.
I didn't think I'd enjoy it as much as I did. Because I was like, okay, Broadway, you know, like, okay, I'm going to watch this. That's and then it was like 3 hours long. I was like, oh, okay, let's do this.
That's why I was like, okay, I didn't look at the 3 hours long. I noticed when I got it, it was like close to like 3 gigs or something like that.
Which is abnormal, yeah.
Yeah, which I was like, okay, this must be a long film. And then we're watching it gets to the intermission, and I'm like, okay, you're telling me you're only halfway now. Okay, this is a long film. Okay, I'm going to bed.
I would suggest watching it in two sittings. I would suggest that.
Yeah, I did. And especially because there's almost, I don't know if you felt the same, there were two sort of stories happened. Yeah, it sort of reminded me of Braveheart. Because Braveheart, there's the one part, there's the victory, yay! And then the second part just sucks.
No!
Not that this movie sucked the second half. I'm just saying there's like second, like the long, but it was worth watching.
I'm glad I watched it.
I've been to theater once. Yes. And it's very like, and when I watched it, I was like, oh yeah, this should might, because the thing is this, and a lot of actors come from this type of, from theatre.
Yeah, no, they do. And theatre actors are very good.
And everyone sings. Yeah. You understand? And I was thinking to myself, but I don't know if you felt the same, but I didn't movies aren't this good.
Uh-uh.
I don't know how to explain. I don't know how to explain it. It's just so...
I think it's theatrical actors, because they're on a stage, the camera's not... Okay, in this one, they were close up, so they filmed it specific. They got it, yeah. But normally, your audience is there. And the person at the back of the theater has to get your emotion in that second.
Yeah.
So I find theatrical actors are very, very, very expressive.
More
expressive than usual. And I think that's why they do so. Because if you look at the acting in this, it was on point. And they were singing. It's not even like they were speaking.
And
they were singing.
And they're continually acting throughout.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's crazy.
Yeah.
So this thing is 3 hours long. They're singing and rapping the entire time, plus there's choreography, and they don't forget anything once. It literally just flows. There's no scene change, there's no lights off, and there's nothing. There's one intermission, and that is it.
And your audience is watching you, so you go.
And it's live. Mm. Yeah, so there's no, I'm sorry, can I do that again?
You see, lines, I'm sure, look, I'm gonna make an assumption that in theatre, you've got to stick to the script.
You do.
Right? In a movie, usually there's a roundabout conversation you need to have about a certain thing. So,
well, it depends on the director.
It does depend on the director. Some directors say, look, I want you to just loosen up. But in this thing, when it comes to rapping, you've got a beat that you've got to keep on.
No,
and so if you fall over any single word, you're going to fall out of timing of the whole whole thing. And if you look at the cast, a lot of them, when you search them, you know, how do people get into Wikipedia? I don't understand that. Like, you can find the most simple people. And there they are in Wikipedia. They got there. I was tempted to search my name. Do I have a Wikipedia page? Has somebody like added information about me? But most of the cast that I searched up, including the creator, they have rapping within, under their, whatever, their
which
biography.
You can see,
And it's not just normal rapping.
No, people
can rhyme and they can talk to the beat. But most of the stuff was crazy.
Can I tell you facts that are crazy? There's one song in the musical called Guns and Ships, right? David Diggs raps 6.3 words a second. In other words, in 3 seconds, he raps 19 words. 3 seconds, he raps 19 words. And they were actually saying that if this musical was sung at the normal pace of other Broadway productions, it would actually ended up being between 4 to 6 hours.
Sure.
So because of the pace that they rap at, it obviously brought the time down. But it was brilliant. It really was. It was good.
Because they're obviously telling a story around something, right? And so,
No, it's crazy.
It was intense. And I think the thing that I enjoyed the most is that, you know, usually you watch a movie And the action that happens before you sort of creates, you think stuff of that.
Yeah.
For example, it creates an emotion with you. So you can see someone telling someone something and there's a reaction. But within this, like the acting that was happening, you almost felt like what you were thinking was happening yeah. right there on stage.
Yeah.
So for example, if it was like, oh, everyone around was going, oh, but it was just, and the lighting.
Oh, no, the lighting was amazing.
Did you notice something that I enjoyed about the lighting? So what I noticed was that they've got these big lights on top, right?
Yeah.
Almost like these like washers, but those washers could move.
Yes.
Because I saw them in different directions. I don't know if you noticed this because obviously within film, you can change your lighting to sort of highlight a specific point. And to fill people in the background and stuff like this. With this movie, now I think that this is most probably the theater today because obviously people have gotten more high tech and they've gotten more sophisticated and stuff like that. But I love the way there could be like 100, like everybody on stage. I don't even notice people who were in the background, their faces were shadowed.
Yeah.
And the people who were most important were there was light on their face.
Yes.
And they were moving around.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were standing in the cafe. Listen, you need to stick on the spot because if you move out, you're going to be in shadow. Dude, we can't have that. But the lighting and there's the
crazy
parts where they highlight certain stages. They put blocks and shapes and
yes.
And it was just like everything. It was just like
was
you just
crazy.
Sit there and you're like, what? But yeah, for me, like I said, I watched the first half and then I got to the intermission. I was like, okay. People,
peace out.
I'm going to bed now. This is too much. And the next morning, I watched the yeah. rest of it, and it was good.
It was very good.
Would I watch it again though? Because
I think
of its
I want
length.
My family to see it, so I'll watch it with them.
Yeah.
Yes. But my cousin Danielle, shout out to Danielle, has watched it 3 times already.
Damn.
3 times. But there was so much thought in the songs. Like this thing, you don't
huge.
Understand. Miranda puts so much. Do you know that?
So much just, detail,
there's
right?
So much, there's one part. So Eliza is Hamilton's wife. In one part of a song, she only sings 36 words. 36 words. The reason for that is because Hamilton and Eliza were married for 36 years. Like, that is
what?
Detail. That is like detail. That is trivia. That is deep trivia. That is like underground trivia.
I'd actually like to know how long it took him to prepare this.
I know.
Is he the script writer?
He came up. I don't know if he's. Look, he might have worked with someone to write it. I think he did
yeah.
actually, because best play goes to Stephen Carman. I think that's how you pronounce his name. But he probably worked with people. But from the original idea to opening night, it took 8 years.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. So that's 8 years of work.
That makes so much
from
sense.
From his original idea to do this thing up until opening night. 8 years.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. You know, I think what brings that nice, that juicy detail and the way that everything was perfect, because it literally was perfect.
No, it was perfect.
Is the fact that you can write something, go over it again, go over
yeah.
it again, and you just like you comb it down finely and
yeah.
it's like perfect.
Yeah.
Because it was.
It was perfect.
I think if I had to watch, you know what? I think I'd be like, okay, wait, let me just watch the first hour because I just enjoyed it so much. I'll probably
yeah.
end up watching the whole thing
the
again.
The full thing, yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe the second time around, it won't feel as long because I'm expecting
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
And maybe it's shorter.
But also, so if you look at the set design even, which I found quite interesting, there was no set change.
Do you think, there was one thing that I thought of with the set, that background and that, do you think that is like the set or do you think like that's like the theater stage?
No, that was a set.
So it is a set.
So
right.
what they wanted to do was they actually wanted to mix New York City of that time with also a ship, and which it did look sort of like a ship. At first I thought we were
yeah,
on a ship.
The wood.
And yes. And the reason they did that was because a lot of the people they say that were involved in that time were immigrants. So Alexander Hamilton himself was an immigrant. You know, so they wanted to implement that. There's a whole lot of people that came to America via ship, but then also New York City. But then get this. So also they wanted to give the sets the feel of a colonial era building under construction, which
makes
it did
sense,
look like.
Yeah.
And they almost wanted to, because obviously these people formed the foundation for America today. So like they wrote the economic system, you know, they won their freedom from being a British colony, all of that. So they were like laying the foundation. But during the intermission, they actually, so the first half, it's wooden. It's very wooden. There are like bricks in the background. It's not actually bricks that they obviously created. It's a set. But it looks like bricks. But during the intermission, the brick walls at the back get bigger, growing 8 feet taller. because they wanted to almost give the feeling of they've been building. So like even the set, like that's what they brought across in the set.
Serious.
Yeah. So during the intermission they did do a change there. But it was crazy. It was brilliant.
I didn't even know that.
I loved the turntables on the stage.
Yeah.
Those were the way they did that rewind sequence where it was crazy. Like the way they did that. And actually the set designer even said that so it would either move clockwise or anti-clockwise.
Yeah.
The one, so if it was, I think if it was moving clockwise, that would kind of give the audience the feel of time passing. But if it moved anti-clockwise, that's when it was almost like there was a struggle. So for example, in the sequence where Angelica rewinds, they moved it in the opposite direction. And they did that to give the feeling of like struggle. So even in the direction that the turntable spun, there was a reason it was going that way.
Sure.
It was simple, but so effective. It was like the sets weren't very dramatic.
The
you know?
Movement of There was a scene where they spoke about a hurricane,
yes.
And they had everyone lifting up the chairs and the tables,
yes.
And it almost looked like it was in a twirl,
yes.
Type of thing. And I think they did the same with time, and my goodness! And the way that the timing worked, everything, like you know what? There's actually too much to explain about this film or theatrical.
He actually wanted to release it in 2021 into theaters and get it in box office. Obviously now because of the whole pandemic, that's been pushed back. But I'm pretty sure they're still going to aim to get it into theaters.
Into theaters, yeah.
This is a must. It is a must watch.
Definitely.
Like, don't die having not watched this. don't do that to yourself.
And if something were to happen.
No, it's brilliant. My favorite character was David Diggs. I loved Lafayette and I loved Jefferson and I loved the way he rapped.
Wait, which character? Which guys are those?
So you know the French guy?
I'm not familiar with names. I'm familiar with who they were. Yeah.
So he was the French guy,
yeah.
And then you know the French guy then played that other guy that he wore like a pinkish.
Yes.
So he played those two characters.
Yeah.
He was my favorite. He by far was my favorite.
Yeah.
I like really enjoyed him. But then also, and the crazy part is it's live and they had to sing and everything and the orchestra was live. And so what they did was they filmed, it was two nights. They took two nights of the actual live production where they took footage from there.
Yeah, so you actually hear the crowd.
Yes, you do hear the crowd. And then the third filming day or night or whatever, they did it, the theater wasn't open, so there was no audience, and that's when they got all the close-up shots. I was like, I don't see cameras. I wonder how they're getting the close-ups.
Look,
but it makes sense now.
Yeah. Look, there's obviously where camera zooms in, and then there's a camera where the camera's close, and I could feel those close-ups with the camera close. I was like, nope, those, my friend, are close cameras. They did this over because then the timing of everything was so perfect. Mm. I was thinking, wait, maybe they did make mistakes. They just edited it. No, they did it over tonight. So that is a lot of I can imagine these guys getting these scripts like months in advance, right?
Yes.
Them having to learn, yeah. And especially, I mean, you can imagine now if you jump onto YouTube and you go look, you'll actually find a lot of behind the scenes footage of these actors. If you search specifically for the production, and you can see how they lived their life around like this whole thing. I mean, they each had their own dressing rooms, and you know, you can imagine. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's
huge.
Imagine how exhausted the actors must be after that.
I can imagine 3 hours.
Actually, not even the actors. I feel like everyone,
and I'm
like
sure
that lighting team, the orchestra, those poor people.
Another lighting team. I know, he's just got a button. And he's like, next.
Do you think so?
Next item. Look, they've obviously got pre-programmed.
Yeah, they
so obviously he's sitting there with his script. Look, I'm sure mentally
draining.
It's mentally
exhausting. For the actors, it's emotionally, physically,
everything.
It's everything.
Yeah, and something that because it's new characters. Now, usually with a new character, have you noticed every character? Like usually, when you watch a film and there's a number of people, you can sort of pick out. Oh, this one's really good. Oh, this one's not that good. But this one, every single one of them, you're like, they're all freaking brilliant.
Everyone was brilliant.
Yeah, and
it was crazy. Sure. No, it was very good. It's Broadway, guys. It literally is Broadway. Like it is fully Broadway.
Everything you're like, it's like a flavor of ice cream. Every single one, you like them all.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was very, very good. So, yes, I would say this is on the
Yeah.
Definitely. The top range. Definitely watch this.
All right. So let's see. The last show we had, we spoke about our last film being better than Arrival.
No, that was
What film
the
was it? The King. The King was better than Arrival.
No, this wasn't better than The King.
So let's put this one somewhere. So you say Under the King, right?
The problem is it's so different. It's not like...
No, because there's an experience. It's about the experience. You
For me, this is it's Under the King, but it's over Arrival.
You know, the only thing that hurts me about this film is the length. It's the only thing.
Oh, is it?
If they finished it, in my opinion, okay, I suppose it would have felt short, sort of. You could have added more.
Also, if you're going to theater, do you understand what I'm saying?
Like, it would have been a long night. I'll sit there. I'll be like, okay. Although I wonder what if anybody out there, one of our listeners, has been to the theater, to the show,
to Broadway.
You need to give us a comment and tell. We want to know. I want to know your experience in theater.
Yeah.
And then go watch the film, or watch the film and like what was the difference? Because there is an atmosphere when you sit there.
Yeah. No, there
and
is.
And often,
I would love to see this live. Yeah, I really would.
And often, I've been to something, a show or whatever, or I've been to a thing.
A production.
That's what I'm looking for. And time has passed, and you haven't felt like that time has passed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So
I think this is like that. I think it's so.
I think so too.
To have it big, like obviously it's good. Watch like the way they film it is brilliant. They really do a good job. Yeah. But I think also just to see it live is an experience in itself. So, but
definitely.
I still, for me, the king was brilliant. The King at the moment is there. It's at the top. Nothing's knocked it yet.
Did you see the way that guy spat?
Yes. Do you know why? Apparently, he does Broadway. I don't know how much Broadway he does now, but he has done Broadway. And Jonathan Groff apparently is a spitter. So the reason they did that some people said it was because King George eventually got a mental got a mental illness. So the reason he spat was because they almost like
to
referring
add on
to that.
Yeah.
No, but it's not that. He's a spitter.
He was so good. Like, just even his expression.
Oh my word. The only thing is, I will say there was language and there was I think it was two or three times they used Jesus' name in vain,
yes,
which was unnecessary. Yeah. So the language, that would be my only bad thing about it. They could have done without the language.
I actually forgot about that. Yeah. Yes, so there's the two things. Yeah.
But he was great. He was very funny. Like, he brought a very comedic side to it.
Everything that he did, just explained King.
Yes.
Like everything he did, the way he stood, the way his eyes were like just looking like that. And you know what's cool? The way that when they acted, they didn't even look down at the audience.
No.
In fact, it was almost like the audience is not even there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
No, it was very good. So yeah, go watch Hamilton. It came out this year, 2020. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. So it's not 3 hours.
Right.
It's 2 hours
Felt
and 40
like
minutes.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade on 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
This has been the Movie Show on Active FM. If you like Active FM, which why wouldn't you like Active FM? Exactly. You love Active FM. So go check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Parler, Reddit. And we have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za.
Absolutely. Go there now. Wait, not now. First, you need to go to YouTube. No, you don't need to go to first YouTube. But we also have a YouTube show. It's on. There are two channels that you need to look for. The first one, which is my personal favorite, is Active TV. Search Active TV. Go to the playlist. Look for the Movie Show. And on your way down, just have a look at all the other shows that
and
are
there. Subscribe.
Yep. Guys, there are tons of shows there. And yes, please subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Because you like subscribing to things that you like. So hit the like button as well. Plus, as you know, if you subscribe and you hit the bell button next to it, and of course it'll give you the options, you hit all. Yes, you get all notifications, which means that whenever we release a show, because you want to know when we're releasing a show again, don't you?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Then we will notify you. We'll let you know.
Yes.
But we need your permission.
Yes.
So give us your permission, please. And thank you very much.
You never mentioned the second page.
Of course. And the other one is, of course, you want to search for Active FM. And on Active FM, the cool thing is this, is that All of the podcasts are there.
Ta-da! On YouTube.
Go check it out so you can listen. There's a cool graphic and all sorts of stuff that is going on there. You want to go check that out as well.
And we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Don't forget Spotify.
Don't forget Spotify. So this has been The Movie Show.
With me, Ryan.
And me, Sash.
Until next week.
Peace out.
And thanks for watching.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.